ओम शांति। तो अभी हम इससे पहले सेशन में इंटेलेक्चुअल वेलबींग के बारे में बात कर रहे थे और नेक्स्ट सेशन की और हम आगे बढ़ते हैं। अभी का समय जिसको हम डिजिटल वर्ल्ड कहते हैं, हम सभी है ना, हम सभी इंक्लूडिंग आवरसेल्फ और विशेष करके जो यंगस्टर्स हैं, आप सभी जिनके साथ हर रोज कम्युनिकेट करते हैं, स्टूडेंट्स हैं, यंगस्टर्स हैं, वो सभी धीरे धीरे डिजिटल वर्ल्ड में इस तरह हम कनेक्ट होते जा रहे हैं कि कहीं ना कहीं हम अपने आप से डिस्कनेक्ट होते जा रहे हैं। उसी के बारे में हम थोड़ी थोड़ी चर्चा तो हर सेशन में करते हैं, पर विशेष करके इस विषय पर हम सभी के साथ डिस्कस करने के लिए सत्र में मैं इन्वाइट करना चाहूंगी ब्रह्मा कुमार धीरज भाई, इनोवेटिव मैनेजर कैपजेमिनी हैदराबाद। तो हम सभी एक बार तालियों से इनवाइट करेंगे जो हमारे इस सत्र के स्पीकर हैं। और साथ में आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट प्रोफेसर श्याम सुंदर पटनायक, वाइस चांसलर, ओडिशा स्टेट ओपन यूनिवर्सिटी संबलपुर। आप हमारे अभी के सत्र के गेस्ट ऑफ ऑनर हैं, तो आपका भी इस मंच पर हम बहुत बहुत हार्दिक स्वागत करते हैं। मैं बहनों से भी रिक्वेस्ट करती हूँ कि हमारे आज के स्पीकर ब्रह्मा कुमार धीरज भाई और प्रोफेसर श्याम सुंदर पटनायक जी का फूलों से और बैजेस से वेलकम करें आज के सत्र में। बहुत बहुत स्वागत है सर आपका। एज वी आर रनिंग ए लिटिल लेट, हम बस एक मिनट कम्प्लीटली पिन ड्रॉप साइलेंस में बैठेंगे क्योंकि हम एक दूसरे सत्र की ओर आगे बढ़ रहे हैं। बस एक मिनट, कनेक्ट टू योर ओन सेल्फ, रिमेंबर हु एम आई, आई एम ए पीसफुल पावरफुल सोल। ओम शांति। Before starting the session, I would like to introduce Brahma Kumar Dheeraj Bhai, who is professionally working as Innovation Manager at Capgemini Hyderabad. Brahma Kumar Dheeraj Bhai is a Robotics and IoT Engineer by profession, working as Innovation Manager in Capgemini. He is a practitioner of Raj Yoga Meditation of Brahma Kumari since his very young age. It is very passionate in applying spirituality in everyday tasks and taking the proven techniques to students, professionals by facilitating sessions on diverse topics. He is a guest faculty in VNIT and IIIT Nagpur teaching digital wellness subject. And with these words, I'd like to request Brahma Kumar Dheeraj Bhai to highlight and share his insights on the topic Unplugging for Digital Wellbeing.
Om Shanti. Good morning. Awaaz sunai nahi de raha hai. Good morning. Yes. So we are running a bit late. So I want utmost participation of yours. Small glitch. Remember God. Okay, as the system comes up, let's think about why are we discussing about digital wellness. So in the times of digital revolution, where everything is being transformed with digital devices and digital technologies, why are we discussing about unplugging? Any thoughts? How many of you saw a few posters that were set outside this auditorium? Yeah, that should give you a clue, right? Addiction, right? Wastage of time, absolutely right. Wasteful thoughts, right. So, what is our sixth sense organ these days? Do we move out of house without a 6-inch glass and metal? Do we go out? No? So, when we are so much close to it and all our works are being done on it. Why are we thinking about unplugging? Because there is addiction, there is a lot of trouble happening. So let's go deeper in this area. Why are we discussing about it altogether, right? So digital wellness is an initiative of Brahma Kumaris. We are taking this initiative to corporates, we are taking this to educational institutions, and few educational institutions were actually included this as part of their curriculum. So it's part of two credit subject, around 30 hours to 45 hours of course content, right? So why is a college who was supposed to teach digital technologies is looking at digital wellness? So you are all interacting with students day in, day out. What is your experience with their digital experience? Concentration power is reduced. And they are not able to memorize much. They are not able to focus much. Eyesight is a problem. Absence of emotional quotient. Sorry? So they are missing out a lot of things on the physical aspects, right? They are not interacting with people. They are not actually going out, facing the real challenges, right? So we all learn through our mistakes, or we all learn just on the go. How many of we learned talking to others by making mistakes? That's how we all started, right? We all make a lot of mistakes. That's how we improvise, and then that's how we go forward. Agreed? Yes. I think the screen is not coming up, but it's not an issue. We can go ahead without the thing. So the tagline of this entire initiative is stabilize your mind to utilize your brain. Can you all repeat that? Stabilize your mind to utilize your brain. Right? Okay. Leave it. It's okay. So what Ritu Behan was talking about, mind and stabilizing mind, right? For a lot of things, for intellectual ability, for our relationships, everywhere mind is involved. And we know where the mind is. Where is the mind? Very meek voices, soul, somebody said, right? All right. So this entire journey is about stabilizing our mind to utilize our brain. So consider a glass like this. Consider glass as a brain and my hand as a mind. And I want to fill it with knowledge. I want to fill it with a lot of information. And if my mind is not stable, will I ever be able to fill this? Bhar jayega kya? Nahin. So to fill information, to make information convert into wisdom, what should I do? I need to stabilize my mind first. The brain could be made of gold, but unless the mind is stable, it can't take anything in. Agree? Right. So we have been looking at the three monkeys that Mahatma Gandhiji has, right? In these your lectures, you have also come across the picture, right? So now the fourth monkey, which is summarizing all three monkeys, right? Some monkey with a phone in its hand, it's not seeing anybody, it's not listening to anybody, it's not talking to anybody. Always on the phone. Kids, how many of you agree? Yes, phone though, right? So what is the greatest challenge of the current times? What is the biggest challenge? No challenges. Very good. So what is the biggest challenge, do you think? Overthinking is a problem. And? To be detached. AI is the problem. Achha. Excess news, excess of anything. So the biggest challenge in the present times is how to keep our own mind engaged. If we can master the art of engaging our mind in a positive way, that gives the solution to overthinking. So positively engaging in something, it's not about running away from some problem. It's about finding something where you have purpose, where you have attention towards it. So when you want to run away from, don't think about yellow mango. You should be thinking about something else, right? You should not be saying to your mind that don't think about mango, don't think about mango, right? The more you say that, the more you recall that. So positively, to get rid of something, running away from something, it's about trying out something, having better hobbies. So the whole fundamental aspect, all what you have been taught all these days, is positively engaging our own self. Agree? Right? Very, very important. So in this digital wellness course, the main thing that we'll be looking at are 3 M's. Any guesses? What are the 3 M's? Man? Man machine? Must be a mechanical engineer. Right? So the topic is unplugging for digital wellness. What could be the 3 M's? The words that could start with M. L? Mind? Management. So what are you being taught after coming here, morning 4 o'clock? Meditation. So these are the 3 M's that we will be dealing with. Why these 3 M's? What is the relation between them? So mobile distracts our mind and meditation stabilizes our mind. You got the relation? That's why Brahma Kumaris is looking at this concept. So you need meditation to stabilize your mind. And mobiles are continuously distracting our mind. And what happens if the distraction is happening? What happens? Is distraction good or bad? Sometimes good, sometimes bad. But if it is a willful distraction, like I am working on some research project for last few months, you know, Saturdays. Do you think my brain and mind requires a distraction? Yes. That's a willful distraction, right? We do it willfully. I want to distract now, so I'll focus on something else. But if the distraction is happening, you are listening to the class, suddenly tongue, buzzer, is that distraction helpful or not? Good or bad? Very bad, right? What are we living in the world today? What kind of world we are living? How many of you experienced phone ringing in the class multiple times? Common thing? Yes? 10 years back, common thing? No. 10 years back, if a cell phone rings in a class, what we used to do as teachers? Grab the phone, give it to them after a week or 15 days or ask their parents come and collect it. Right? Today if it rings, it's a norm. Just like bird chirping around. Phone is also making sounds. Right? That's where we are. That's why this topic of digital wellness. So two simple questions for you. How many digital calories do you consume in a day? Think about it. You need not tell anybody. Just think about it. Thought through? Okay. Now tell me, what is that going to cause to your body and mind? If you eat a lot of physical calories, what happens to your physical body? You had this physical wellness session yesterday. Too much calories, good or bad? Very bad. Now tell me about the digital calories. So many digital calories, good or bad? Very bad, right? It is causing a lot of troubles. So digital calories again distracts the mind and destroys your brain. Very, very important. A distracted mind is destroying your own brain. So why are we talking about brain, mind, when the topic is about unplugging for a digital wellness? Because we are living in a world where if you sit for the whole life, 100 years, and want to complete every video on YouTube, possible? Possible? How many of you think it's possible? Impossible, huh? And the moment after 1 month, after watching continuously for a month, when you look back, you realize that most of the content is irrelevant after a month. So we are consuming data that is so short-lived and doesn't make any sense when you look back, right? So in your class, you are listening to thermodynamics, one of the complicated subjects. and you listened for 3 hours and you come out of the class and somebody asks you, what did you learn? Definitely most of the students will be able to take the names. Okay, I learned about heat transfer, I learned about entropy and lot of other stuff, right? Now, you are scrolling your mobile, Instagram reels or whatever, for 3 hours. Now you come out and your friends are asking, what did you do? How many of us are able to clearly articulate what we did? Think about it. Right? All 3 hours, we were thinking a lot of information is going in. I am consuming a lot of data. I am getting a lot of knowledge. But after 3 hours, nothing stays. Why? Because your brain is not designed to consume so small content for such a long duration. Right? So what we are dealing with today? Innumerable, infinite amount of content. And their main focus is, what is the focus of Google, YouTube, Instagram? What is their focus area? Are you paying for it? No? You are paying for Google? No? Are you paying for Instagram? So you are paying them with your time and attention. All they wanted is a piece of your attention. Right? Because in that piece of attention, they wanted to show you an ad. That's their revenue model. They are not technology company. They are advertising company. And what are we? We are their products. Right? So suppose I am at 11 o'clock today in Rajasthan. So it's summer, it's definitely hot. When you open Reels, you are looking at some cool, very good cool drink. Good target? Very good target, right? For an advertising company. So that's why that's how they are consuming all your data, where you are, what you are doing, and then giving that data to the model that is giving you lot of ads. So all they are trying to create is your own digital twin, right? How many of you are working on digital twins, all these spaces? Yeah. So we are actually giving our own data to create our own model so that they can manipulate us in whatever way they wanted. Good or bad? Very bad. It's a very bad impact on our brain and our thinking as well. So these days you are looking at a lot of bad events that are happening, and most of the events are triggered through social media. Communal violence. The triggering point was a fake social media post. Dangerous? Much dangerous than a bomb, right? So some simple exercise now. Close your eyes. Feel the chair on which you are sitting. Just feel it. You need not touch it. Just feel it. Feel the sounds that are happening in the hall. Able to feel the chair? Anything new, or you have been experiencing that all through the while? A bit different, right? Slowly open your eyes. What changed? What changed? Experience changed, but you are sitting on the same chair since morning. What changed? Awareness. So, you are paying attention. The moment you pay attention, your brain starts processing it. Till then it's ignoring it. But the sense organs are sending the info continuously. Right? So our biggest asset or our biggest gift is our attention. How many of us are teaching kids, students, to pay attention? Are we teaching them? Unfortunately, very little. We tell them to pay attention on everything else except paying attention on paying attention. Right? Think about it. We should learn to pay attention on attention itself. So our brain is a fantastic filter. You have been sitting on the same chair, but the moment you realized I want to feel it, it started processing it. What is the gateway? Attention is the gateway. Right? Brain is a fantastic filter and attention is its gate. And you are giving all your attention to all the companies, right? So wherever attention goes, energy flows. And wherever energy flows, life grows. Can you all repeat? Wherever my attention goes, energy flows. Wherever energy flows, life grows. Right? So your attention is a very, very valuable asset. Make sure you direct it in whichever way you want it to. Don't let apps and devices guide you how to use your attention. Right? So what is impacting our attention? So all the data that is coming up, right, in WhatsApp, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook and everything. What is happening? There is a switching happening. When you are driving for the very first time, you went to learn driving and the guide who was beside you, he was saying, change the gear. What were we doing? First thing, look at the gear, right? What will he say immediately? Samne dekho. Road ko dekho. Then we were confused. Right? Where is the gear? In which gear it is in, first of all? Right? And how do you drive now? Do you look at the gear whenever you want to change the gear? You look at the steering whenever you want to turn it? No? So, but when you are taught, you are paying attention to each thing. Right? But once it becomes your muscle memory, all those things becomes autonomous. Only thing you are paying attention to is road, traffic and my speed. Right? So to relate to cooking, so you are very good in cooking, but your daughter or some new person entered the kitchen, your husband, and you ask them to do something and they are doing it very slowly, looking at each thing. What do you do generally? Why are you spending so much time on this? Aise karenge, khatam. You go out, I'll do it much faster. That's how most of the mothers say, right? Why was that possible? Because they are habituated, they do it autonomous, pay attention to only critical items. Now think about, you want to pay attention to every single scroll that is happening. What are we doing? Your brain is switching every time. It's not multi-threading, it's attention switching. Thodi there attention here, thodi there udhar. Right? You are cooking something, whenever your phone buzzes, switch it off, look at the notification, then turn it on. And this is continuously happening, will you be able to cook it or not? Yes or no? No. Right? For most of the dishes, no. For most of the dishes, it takes longer time. Right? So, you are not dealing with multi-threading, you are not dealing with multitasking, you are doing switching. Which is bad. Switching gives you cost. If you are working on your research proposal and from the morning to afternoon you are very focused on it, suddenly your friend came, you went out, spent some time with him, came back, will you be in the same focus level as before? Yes or no? How much time it will take to get back to that focus? Quite some time, right? That is the penalty that brain is putting on us. So don't do multitasking when attention is required. Do single task at a time, then go to the next one. Where digital gadgets are not helping us in this case. They are letting us getting distracted continuously so that we are not focused. Many teachers said students these days are not focused. Their memory is not good. Why? Because they are constantly distracted. So the next one is attention and work. What is work? The time you spend on finishing something. Is that it? And the intensity of focus. When you say, I work on something for 8 hours, you may not be very focused, right? So, high quality work is equal to time spent into intensity of focus. When you stabilize your mind, your focus is better. So, the time spent could be reduced. That's how Raja Yoga is helping. When you practice meditation, you can accomplish tasks much faster, right? Because your mind is stable, you are very, very focused. And you should also try to create a distraction-free spaces in colleges. When you are teaching, make sure no phone rings. Make sure no other distractions are coming in, right? Make sure your teaching time is distraction-free. And the most important property of the brain is neuroplasticity. How many of you heard about it? Yes. So the word plasticity comes from Greek word called plastikos, which means formed or molded, which is very, very adaptable to things, right? And our brain is also like that. It keeps adapting to changes in the environment, changes in circumstances, changes in situations. It keeps changing. So you came day before yesterday, and today you are completely different when you look at the neurons perspective, right? Your neurons are continuously making connections inside. You know that? Right? That's what is called learning, right? What is learning? You have some neurons, you sent some information to it, and there is some connections forming inside. The more you repeat something, the stronger the connections. Right? That is neuroplasticity. The more I repeat, the better my brain becomes in doing it. Can you all say it? The more I repeat, my brain becomes better at doing it. Repeat. Can you all repeat again? The more I repeat, the better my brain becomes at doing it. Right? Sorry? You are repeating. Acha. An extra time so that his neural network is much stronger. So that is all about learning. So when you are teaching students, you should make sure that they know this. When you are repeating something, it becomes reinforcement inside the brain. Today, who are all dealing with the data science, AI, ML? We do reinforcement learning, we do training, we do lot of attention mechanism algorithms, right? You all know GPT, you all know LLMs, and people are working on creating attention mechanisms in LLMs, but forgetting that we also have an attention here. And that requires training, that requires right insight. Agree? So it is very, very essential to promote human capabilities parallelly along with the technological capabilities upskilling, right? So, the more I repeat, the better my brain becomes in doing it. And also, whatever you ask, the brain does it. If you ask it to worry about something, it becomes better at worrying about it. If you ask it to be focused and concentrate on something, it becomes better at concentrating. So brain is value neutral. It won't question you whether you are telling it right or wrong. Right? So it is called Tadastu machine. Whatever you are saying, it is saying Tadastu. So where is Tadastu machine now? In our own heads. Right? So make sure you are using it in the right manner. So what you are telling your mind and brain, be very, very careful. So why we are talking about neuroplasticity when we want to talk about digital media? Because neuroplasticity, though it is a gift, it has the other side too. It is the core reason for addictions. Because you are repeating something, neural networks are becoming stronger, and that is triggering the addiction. Right? So neuroplasticity is a double-edged sword. Be very careful in how you are using it. Right? So the more you use mobile and social media, what will happen? The tougher it becomes to move away from it. The moment you wake up, what is the first thing you do? Check the phone. Before sleeping, what is the last thing we do? Check the mobile. Right? So now we know that our networks are stronger in using mobile phones. Make sure you are redirecting it and creating new networks, new connections by conscious practice. Conscious repetition plus neuroplasticity is equal to learning. Can you all repeat? Conscious repetition plus neuroplasticity is equal to learning. Now you know the tool how to overcome any digital addictions. And digital gadgets are very, very addictive. So kids, before the exams, they stop playing carom board. Will the carom board ever come back and say, it's been a week, come play with me? Will it say? No. Will your mobile say? It's been a week, you didn't use Facebook. Do you want to catch up with your friends? Most of your friends are active in this post. Do you want to have a look at it? Notifications, right? Did you ever see that photograph in the notification? You will only see the message that there is a photo where all your friends are active. Do you want to go there? It will never show you photo because all they wanted is a piece of your attention. You have to go inside, then only you will be able to see it. That's how digital gadgets are made. They are made to be addictive. They study behavioral patterns of humans, psychological patterns of humans, and they use those techniques to make them addictive. Have you ever heard of something where people are actually deploying professionals to make something addictive? Very dangerous, right? Very, very dangerous. So we are going from tool-based technology to addiction-based technology, right? All these were tools before, tractors, vehicles, all these things. Now mobile became part of our life. It's an addictive technology now. Why we are so addicted to it? Because of accessibility and affordability. Before network was made free, do you all remember we used to switch on the data, open our mail, immediately switch off the data when we were paying for the data? Now, how many of you switch off the network mobile data when you don't need it? Very good. So make sure you do it. Don't keep it continuously on, right? So this has led us to mindless scrolling, aimless staring, and non-stop watching. Very, very unfortunate, right? And this has caused to a lot of internet addictions. South Korean teenagers are wearing diapers because they don't want to move out of gaming zone. 2 minutes of going to washroom and coming back, they felt they will lose points. Right? They are so addicted to moving to the next level, they are wearing diapers. And neuroplasticity can result in a lot of very bad outcomes as well. So there is an Indonesian boy who was taught to smoke a cigarette at the age of 18 months. Within 2 months, he is having 40 cigarettes a day. Government has to intervene to rehabilitate that boy. So you are looking at two things, the capacity of your learning and the power of neuroplasticity. Deadly combination to create any habit. Right? And there are a lot of articles you would have seen. People are killing their parents because their parents are not allowing to use mobile. First of all, who gave them the mobile? Who? Be very, very mindful. Did you ever see a guide along with the mobile phone? Do's, don'ts. This is how you should use it. 12 years plus, 18 years plus. Did you ever see that? They should come with it, right? We were so ignorant before, but not now. If we are not careful now, ignorance can become poison. Be very, very mindful. So it's like same like using drugs, right? Last question. Okay, relaxation. All of you close your eyes. Think about what do you do when you want to relax? Slowly open your eyes. What do you do when you want to relax? Before the class, after the class, after the college? That's not relaxation. That's stimulation. Relaxation means think less, think slow. Stimulation means think different. Have you ever experienced after 1 hour of scrolling, you felt, okay, I'm very, very relaxed now. I'm very active. Did you ever feel that way? Never, right? You feel much more exhausted. You feel much more dull. That's the difference between relaxation and stimulation. And your screen is a very big stimulator. A stimulated brain is a weak and stressed brain. That's all about digital gadgets and brain, right? There are a lot of terms coming these days, brain rot, where the data is of low quality and too much data, overwhelming quantity of it, your brain stops functioning. So give a downtime. So whatever mind is thinking, brain is acting and impacting our body. That's the equation. Mind is impacting brain, brain is impacting body, and vice versa. If you start thinking, students these days are not listening to teachers, they don't care about anything, they are not looking at us, all these things. What is the state of your mind? Motivated. But if you are thinking, teachers are the second parents. Teachers are responsible for the future. Now think about the way your body is feeling, right? Very, very important equation. And we all know that impacts of digital gadgets on our physical body, on our mental health, and suicide rates have increased tremendously over the last few years, right? Sweden has removed technology in the classrooms. Very, very powerful thing to have a look at. Sweden, whose schools and colleges are pretty good, their standards are very high, they are removing technology from classrooms. They wanted to make students write things. They wanted to students to read books, right? So think about it. When you are encouraging students to go through the digital media, make sure you are also letting them, encourage them to read books, right? And social media has a lot of side effects that you all know, right? So finally, I want to add that Brahma Kumaris has created an initiative called DWELL, Digital Wellness. So we are taking it to colleges, schools. So far, a lot of colleges like Anna University in Tamil Nadu, which is quite big university, and D.Y. Patil colleges, group of colleges in Pune, NIT Nagpur, IIIT Nagpur, they have included this as part of their curriculum. You should all put a thought on it. And we are also conducting train the trainers programs to teachers so that teachers can get trained and they can include the subject and they can teach it themselves, right? You can also have a look at it. This subject is covering multiple aspects like about brain, about mind, about digital detox techniques, about habit formation and the frameworks for habit formation, right? That's the curriculum. And there is a manual. You could find it in the bookstore downstairs, Digital Wellness Manual. It has all the things which we have been pointing out. And there is a digital wellness cards, a 50 cards, each with a principle of how to use digital media in the right manner, right? You could find it in Godly Gifts shop downstairs, right? And you can always reach out to us at rate dw@brahmakumaris.com. DW is for digital wellness. dw@digitalwellness.com. Mail to that. You will be responded with quick replies and whatever help you needed regarding the procedure for having MOUs with the organization, regarding the trainings for the train the trainers, all this stuff, right? Thank you very much. And make sure you are responsibly using the digital gadgets, digital apps. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Dheeraj Bhai. A big round of applause. You have beautifully explained when, how, and why to unplug ourselves from digital devices. Just like we unplug our devices, like freeze when the climate is not good, we usually unplug them for their safety. Similarly, when the climate is not good for our mind, when there is negative vibrations, when there is stress, depressions, when there is addiction, we need to unplug ourselves from these devices. Thank you, Dheeraj Bhai. And moving forward, we have with us Professor Shyam Sundar Patnaik, Vice Chancellor, Odisha State Open University, Sambalpur. He has also served as the Director of National Institute of Technical Teachers Training and Research, Chandigarh, and Autonomous Institute of Ministry of Education, Government of India. He has also served as Vice Chancellor of Biju Patnaik University of Technology. He is a recipient of many different kinds of fellowships and awards. There are a long list. And especially he is known for his innovative initiatives, and he believes that socio-digital pedagogy is the new normal for teaching learning, which can be possible through partnership and networking. So, Dheeraj Bhai, that was how to unplug ourselves. And probably Professor Patnaik is going to share his insights, how to, when we need to connect to digital devices, then how we can connect even more innovative ways probably. And with this, I request Professor Patnaik to share his insights.
Om Santi. Namaskar to all of you. At the outset, my sincere gratitude to the Paramapita for making me eligible to stand in front of you and share my whatever knowledge, little knowledge I am having, the experience which I am having. Also, I am grateful to BK Dipadidiji and BK Parvatidiji of Sambalpur Centers who persuade me to spare my time from the university system and come here and to speak in front of you. This is wonderful to see BK Dhiraj Bhai, a full-fledged technocrat, talking about living the technology. So these contradictions are not out of something. It is because of his realizations, getting connected to the world of spirituality, where he realizes that if ultimately we have to achieve a ultimate goal, and if there are a lot of things which are distracting, then we should get our filter used and come out of that. Today, in fact, the PPTs are not, we are unable to connect that. If I go on trying, I can manage that I am from Electronics Communication Engineering, but looking into the paucity of time, will not try at this moment, but I would like to tell you in front of you. I was the person when I was in US, I used to give certification for SAR. Aapka mobile, jab market se aane se pehle, they have to get their mobile certified from a quality lab, ki isme jo radiation ho raha hai, iska deposition within limit, jo specify limit ke andar mein hai, it is within the limit. So I was one of the person who used to measure the SAR to certify for Motorola, Qualcomm, all these big companies, Nokia that time. So I know what is deposition is all about. Mujhe agar pucha jayega ki mobile kharab radiation aapko affect karta hai ki nahi karta hai, koi mujhe bole na bole, main to definitely apne aapko bolunga bahut affect karta hai, kyunki main us field ka experience banda hoon. I am that person who was working in this field. Secondly, I landed in India, Chandigarh mein main ek research shuru kiya tha, heart to brain communication. Kyunki main neural network subject padhata tha and antenna microwave mera specialization area hai. So mind ka connection and yahan signal ka connection dono taraf se mere ko gyan tha. So when I started this heart to brain communication, it was with a concept ke kuch coma patient ko hum help karenge, kyunki unka jab neuron kahin damage ho jata hai, firing potential nahi mil raha hai, can we reach out to that neurons through a different very structured sources so that we can create some time of excitement and biasing potential generate karke unka neuron ko activate karna hai. Lekin us process mein jo experimental setup hum log kiye the, ek 75 subjects, मेडिकल लैंग्वेज में सब्जेक्ट बोला जाता है, 75 स्टूडेंट्स के ऊपर वो रिसर्च किए थे. हमारा जो एमटेक पीएचडी स्टूडेंट हमारे पास थे, उनका ईसीजी ईजी साइमल्टेनियसली लेके मैं मोबाइल में उनको यूज करने के लिए उनका रेडिएशन इफेक्ट देता था विथ अ कंट्रोल सिस्टम, क्योंकि मुझे पता था कितना रेडिएशन इनके लिए हार्मफुल नहीं है. एंड यू विल बी सरप्राइज्ड, जैसे लोग मोबाइल यूज करते थे इवन ट्रांसमिशन मोड एंड रिसीविंग मोड में, उनका हार्ट रेट वेरिएबिलिटी चेंज होते जाता है. आप अभी आपका ईसीजी लीजिए, 15 मिनट मोबाइल यूज करके ईसीजी लीजिए, आपका ईसीजी डिफरेंट आएगा. मोबाइल दूर में रखे हो, कोई ईएमसी ईएमआई वाला नहीं है, आपका हार्ट रेट चेंज हो जाएगा. और वो हार्ट रेट वेरिएबिलिटी, हमारा हार्ट एंड ब्रेन बाई डिरेक्शनल कम्युनिकेशन करते हैं, सो ये उनका वार्तालाप चलते रहता है. सो यहां अगर चेंज होगा तो इधर पहुंच जाएगा. And surprisingly, experimentally, मैं अल्फा और डेल्टा सिग्नल को मेजर कर पाया, बीटा सिग्नल जो कंसंट्रेशन के लिए यूज होता है वो नॉइज लेवल में था, उसको एम्पलीफाई करने से नॉइज बढ़ जाता था, मैं उसको मेजर नहीं किया। लेकिन जो अल्फा सिग्नल बोला जाता है रिलैक्सेशन के लिए यूज किया जाता है, आई वॉज इन ए पोजिशन टू मेजर अल्फा एंड डेल्टा, डेल्टा सिग्नल जो ड्रीमलेस स्लीप के लिए जरूरत होता है। तो इसलिए ये बात कि मोबाइल का इफेक्ट और द गैजेट्स इफेक्ट है कि नहीं, मैं उसका एक्सपेरिमेंटल एंड सिमुलेशन थ्योरिटिकल पर्सन जो आपका पास खड़ा हूं, उसका बाद भी मैं कुछ बात आपसे शेयर करना चाहता हूं। तो एब्सोल्युटली अनप्लगिंग द डिजिटल वेलनेस इज ए रिक्वायरमेंट ऑफ द टाइम, यह बहुत जरूरत है। लेकिन मैं आप लोगों को एक क्वेश्चन पूछना चाहता हूं, आप एक नदी के किनारे, काफी फ्लड वाटर आ रहे, आप बांध में खड़े हो, ऑल ऑफ ए सडन एक बंदा वहां गिर गया एंड अदर किनारा में दो बोट मैन खड़े हैं, स्टीमर बोट वाले हैं, एक बोट बंदा यहां गिरा है, एक बोट वाला इधर खड़ा है और एक बोट वाला इधर खड़ा है, दोनों उसका पास भाग रहे हैं रिसीव करने के लिए। तो ये बोट वाला उसको रिसीव पहले करेगा कि ये बोट वाला इसको रिसीव पहले करेगा? बच्चा ऐसे जा रहा है, व्हिच बोट वाला विल रिसीव दैट पर्सन फर्स्ट? गेस कीजिए थोड़ा। बच्चा ऐसे गिरा है, द फ्लड वाटर इज करंट इज फ्लोइंग वेरी फास्ट, एक बोट वाला यहां से अप्रोच कर रहा है, एक बोट वाला इधर से अप्रोच कर रहा है, कौन सा बोट वाला पहले उस वहां पर पहुंच रहा है? सामने वाला अगेंस्ट द करंट जा रहा है। देयर इज ए पॉसिबिलिटी दैट जो ये पीछे से जो जाएगा वो अलोंग द करंट जा रहा है, उसको पकड़ के वो साइड से जब उसको किनारा करना है धीरे धीरे अपना किनारा को लेके आ जाएगा। अगर वहां डायरेक्टली इमीडिएटली टर्न करना है, बोट उल्टने का भी चांस है। तो ये बात इसलिए किया जाता है कि आज का दिन में डिजिटल एम्पावरमेंट का नाम से डिजिटल एडिक्शन हो गया है, और वो डिजिटल एडिक्शन में अगर आप उस अपोजिट बोट को लाएंगे अगेंस्ट द करंट, पहुंचने के लिए समय लगेगा, अलोंग द करंट जाएंगे, उसको पकड़ के धीरे धीरे अपना साइड को ले आएंगे, तो आपको शायद धीरज भाई जो बात कर रहे हैं वो जल्दी अचीव हो पाएगा, क्योंकि ये अचीव करना है, बिकॉज इसमें कोई दोहरा नहीं है, उनका मेरा एक ही लाइन थॉट प्रोसेस है। अब मैं एक्सपेरिमेंट करके आया हूं जो इंजीनियरिंग एस्पेक्ट का, ये इंजीनियर होते हुए भी स्पिरिचुअल रिसर्च करके आए, दोनों का कॉम्बिनेशन है, और एक मेडिकल वाले भी कल आपको बात करके गए न्यूरोलॉजिस्ट, सो दैट देयरफॉर देयर इज नो सेकंड थॉट की सेकंड ओपिनियन इन दिस, अचीव करना है हम लोगों को, वी हैव टू रीच टू दैट स्पिरिचुअल पार्ट। लेकिन जिस ढंग से मेटावर्स वर्ल्ड अभी हम लोगों को एनग्रॉल्व कर रहा है, दी एआई अवतार्स, एआई अवतार्स, दी चैट जीपीटी, जो इतना सब हमारे लिए काम कर पा रहे, और उसमें आपका वो सौभाग्य है कि आप इस पवित्र स्थान में आ पाए, लेकिन हमारा लार्ज मासेस के बारे में सोचिए, बच्चे उनका पास वो पैसा नहीं है, टू पेरेंट्स वर्किंग में चले जाते हैं, बच्चा को स्कूल से आके एकला मेड सर्वेंट के साथ रहना पड़ता है, हाउ टू रीच और हाउ टू टेल धीरज भाई गो एंड टीच दिस पर्सन इन ए इंडिविजुअल लेवल। सो जब मास्टर्स का बात आता है, कहीं ना कहीं ये आता है कि ये समय है कि जैसे बोट वाला साथ साथ चल के फिर किनारा करना है, हमको उसी टाइप का अटेम्प्ट लेना है। तो इसलिए ये है हमारा रियल रिलेशनशिप, ये रिलेशनशिप हमको परमात्मा के साथ जोड़ने के लिए ट्राई कर रहा है। लेकिन इसको पहुंचने से पहले, क्योंकि ये पाथ काफी रिमोट रीजन है जहां पहुंच नहीं पा रहे, लेकिन वो रिमोट रीजन में जो पहुंच चुका है ऑलरेडी वो डिजिटल सिस्टम है। तो इसीलिए कैन वी क्रिएट अ डिजिटल रिलेशनशिप? तो ये है कि आप अभी डिजिटल रिलेशनशिप इसीलिए जरूरत है क्योंकि डिजिटल गैजेट्स वो हमारा स्लेव है। आप जो बोलोगे, जैसे बोलोगे, चैट जीपीटी को जैसे क्वेश्चन करोगे उसे आंसर देता है, आप कुछ पिकुलियर क्वेश्चन करने से आपका फ्रेंड आपको कमेंट्स कर सकता है, वो कमेंट्स नहीं करेगा, ए अवतार कमेंट्स नहीं करेगा, बिकॉज वो आपका परसेप्शन, आपका नीड, आपका एनवायरमेंट सब जानता है। तो इट इज लाइक माइंड मैपिंग ऑफ ए पर्सन, जो अच्छा सुनना चाहता है उसको वही बता के धीरे धीरे भाई उसको कन्वर्ट करना है कि आ जाए इस वर्ल्ड को, दिस इज ए वर्ल्ड अल्टीमेटली यू हैव टू रीच। तो इसलिए इस समय में जो पेरेंटल एस्पिरेशन कि मैं इंजीनियर बन नहीं पाया, आईआईटी नहीं पढ़ पाया, बेटा को कोटा भेज देते हैं, रात 2 बजे वो उसको स्ट्रेस लेवल में अपना मम्मी से बात करना चाहता है, उसको रियलाइज होता है मम्मी तो सोई होगी, अभी उठाऊंगा कैसे। सुबह तक उसको पेशेंस नहीं है वर्ड करने के लिए, ही सो एक्साइटेड और इतना उसका स्ट्रेस लेवल है, हाउ टू हैंडल इन दैट सिचुएशन। और अपना फ्रेंड से वो कुछ डाउट क्लियर करने के लिए ट्राई कर रहा है, फ्रेंड उसका समय नहीं दे रहा है मिडनाइट में, वो किससे बात करेगा। सो कहीं ना कहीं ये डिजिटल फ्रेंड, डिजिटल सिस्टर, डिजिटल ब्रदर, डिजिटल पेरेंट्स, ये जरूरत है अभी। लेकिन एक बात याद रखना है, वो एडिक्शन नहीं होना चाहिए। आप अपना फ्रेंड को जिंदगी भर घर में रखेंगे क्या, कि सब समय में घर में रखेंगे क्या? नो। सो इवन योर रियल फ्रेंड ऑल्सो विल नॉट लाइक हिम टू स्टे ऑलवेज इन योर बेडरूम। तो व्हाई टू डिजिटल फ्रेंड अगेन? डिजिटल फ्रेंड तो एक सीमिंगली रियल फ्रेंड है, वो रियल नहीं है, सीमिंगली रियल फ्रेंड है, माने रियल जैसे दिखने वाला एक फ्रेंड है। जब आप रियल फ्रेंड को नहीं रख रहे हैं, उसको बार बार क्यों अपना पास रखना चाहते हैं 24 घंटा? आप अपना पेरेंट्स को ऑलवेज ऑफिस लेके जाओगे क्या? लेके नहीं जाओगे। जब पेरेंट्स अपना रियल पेरेंट्स को ऑफिस लेके नहीं जाओगे, ऑफिस काम करने का टाइम है, ये सीमिंगली रियल फ्रेंड को क्यों लेना चाहते हो साथ में? तो इसलिए वो बाउंड्रीज बोला जाता है कि यू शुड हैव ए बाउंड्रीज ऑफ हैविंग दिस डिजिटल रिलेशनशिप। ठीक है, अभी एक गलत समय में आप हो जहां आपका रियल रिलेशनशिप आपका साथ नहीं दे पा रहा है, देन यू क्रिएट ए डिजिटल रिलेशनशिप, लेकिन डिजिटल रिलेशनशिप विथ ए कसन वर्ड विथ द बाउंड्री। जैसे पेट रखते हैं, सम पीपल दे आर सो एडिक्टेड टू देयर पेट कि रात में वो पेट को नहीं देखने से नींद नहीं आता है, तो डिजिटल पेट कैन सप्लीमेंट देयर, अच्छा नींद दिला देगा उनको। लेकिन उसको रियल पेट सोच के वो डिजिटल पेट को लेकर सोना, इट इज ऑल्सो नॉट करेक्ट। तो सिंस सेशन हमारा टाइम ऑलरेडी ओवरलैपिंग टाइम जा रहा है, क्योंकि वाइस चांसलर होने से भी हम लोग उनका मूल जो कर्म है वो प्रोफेसर वाला कर्म है, एक प्रोफेसर को माइक मिलने से वो छोड़ना नहीं चाहता है। तो मैं आप लोगों का समय ज्यादा नहीं लेना चाहता हूं। द एसेंस इज, आज का समय लार्ज मासेस को अगर जुड़ना है स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड का साथ, देन कहीं ना कहीं ये मेरा एज ए टेक्नोलॉजिस्ट, एज ए फैकल्टी मेंबर्स, एज ए एडमिनिस्ट्रेटर, मेरा ये मानना है कुछ समय के लिए हमको कंट्रोल्ड डिजिटल रिलेशनशिप बनाना पड़ेगा। आई यूज द वर्ड कंट्रोल्ड डिजिटल रिलेशनशिप, क्योंकि हमारा रियल रिलेशनशिप खत्म हो चुका है, बिकॉज ज्वाइंट फैमिली खत्म, यूनिटरी फैमिली में आ गए दोनों एम्प्लॉयज। सो कहीं ना कहीं हमारा सोशल रिस्ट्रक्चरिंग जब तक नहीं होता है फिर वो पूर्व जैसे, देन इसको हम लोग उनको कहीं ना कहीं यूज करना पड़ेगा। लेकिन एट द सेम टाइम चैट जीपीटी अगर जो यूज किए हैं आप देखा होगा, आप जैसे क्वेश्चन पूछेंगे उसी टाइप का आंसर आता है। अगर सिर्फ स्पिरिचुअल क्वेश्चन पूछेंगे तो स्पिरिचुअल आंसर आता है। तो मेरा ये एक आग्रह है संस्था लाइक ब्रह्म कुमारी जी, जहां इन लोगों का एक तपस्या इतना सालों से करके रखे हैं, चैट जीपीटी कहां से लेता है आंसर? डाटाबेस से लेता है। ये डाटाबेस जो ऑलरेडी मेगा डाटा होके बाहर में पड़ा है, उस मेगा डाटा में अगर आप ज्यादा 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 अपने आप को इन्वॉल्व करोगे, तो हम तो नाउ द जो नॉइज है हमारा सिग्नल लेवल हाई होने से डेफिनेटली विल सप्रेस द नॉइज एंड ये इन्फॉर्मेशन हमारे पास आएगा। तो ये एक समय आ गया कि जहां भी मिलता है, जहां भी आप चैट जीपीटी का अपना क्वेश्चन आंसर कर रहे हैं, आप पुट सम स्पिरिचुअल क्वेश्चन, तो कल परसों कहीं ना कहीं हमारा बच्चे को उसी टाइप का वहां से इन्फॉर्मेशन सोर्स मिलेगा, क्योंकि डाटा इज ड्राइविंग ऑल दीज थिंग्स बियॉन्ड। सो इफ योर डाटा इज ए नॉइज फ्री डाटा, डेफिनेटली योर इन्फॉर्मेशन विल बी ए राइट कैंड इन्फॉर्मेशन विच यू आर लुकिंग फॉर टू। बिफोर आई एंड, जस्ट लास्ट वर्ड में बोलूंगा, मेगावर्स दिस मेटावर्स वर्ल्ड में एक समय आ रहा है होलोग्राम भी आएगा इधर। अगर मैं मेडिटेशन कर रहा हूं और शिव बाबा मेरा सामने खुद विराजमान है, डोंट यू थिंक दैट योर मेडिटेशन विल बी मोर रियलिस्टिक एंड फैंटास्टिक फॉर यू? इट विल नॉट बी डिस्ट्रैक्शन। जिसको आप ढूंढ रहे हैं अगर वो आपका सामने खड़ा होकर बोल रहा है ऐसे कर तो डिस्ट्रैक्ट हो गया अभी। सो ये जब ये समय आ रहा है, इसलिए पूरा डिजिटल गैजेट को अनप्लंग करना डिफिकल्ट है बट जरूरी है। लेकिन कैसे अनप्लग करेंगे? जितना दिन तक डिजिटल अनप्लग नहीं हो पा रहे उतना दिन तक हमारा जैसे संस्था है, ब्रह्म कुमारी जैसे संस्था, ज्यादा से ज्यादा गुड इन्फॉर्मेशन दिया जाए, सो दैट द स्टूडेंट्स दे गेट और द पीपल और द यूजर्स दे गेट द राइट काइंड ऑफ इन्फॉर्मेशन, नॉट द डिस्टोर्टेड इन्फॉर्मेशन. सो सबका एक पॉजिटिव नेगेटिव साइड है. मोबाइल का नेगेटिव इफेक्ट दिखा था, लेकिन मैं उसमें जो अल्फा सिग्नल जब मेजर किया, जो दिखाई दिया मुझे, मैं सोचा इसको तो हम यूज करके डिस्ट्रेस डिवाइस बना सकते हैं. अगर अल्फा इज द सिग्नल टू बी जनरेटेड फॉर रिलैक्सेशन, तो कोई बंदा अगर स्ट्रेसफुल है, ये मोबाइल का रेडिएशन में अगर मैं इसको कैप्चर करके कोई डिवाइस बना दूंगा, व्हाट आजकल स्टेट्यू से पूरा बायो डिग्रेडेबल आता है, बायो मैचिंग सबस्ट्रेट आता है, उसको मैं टैप कर दूंगा, उसमें सर्किट डाल दूंगा, ये तो धड़ से वो उसी टाइप का अल्फा सिग्नल जनरेट कर देंगे, एंड दिस फेलो विल बी स्ट्रेस लेस, डिस्ट्रेस डिवाइस भी हो सकता है. सो ऑलवेज सबका दो पहलू है, नेगेटिव एस्पेक्ट ऑफ द थिंग्स, पॉजिटिव एस्पेक्ट थिंग. यहां हम पॉजिटिव थॉट प्रोसेस का बात करते हैं. तो अगर हमारा सोच और पॉजिटिव थॉट प्रोसेस में पॉजिटिव चीज देखना शुरू करेगा, ये डिवाइस भी हमारे लिए पॉजिटिव स्लेप बन जाएगा, नॉट द नेगेटिव स्लेप. थैंक यू सो मच. गॉड ब्लेस ऑल ऑफ यू. ओम शांति.
वेरी गुड इनसाइट. सो वी ऑल नो हु इज द मास्टर. So use mobile, use technology, but who is the master? I am the master. So be in that conscious state and use it. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Professor Patnaik, for sharing your beautiful insights on the topic digital wellness and digital relationship. And the essence is control use of digital devices or control digital relationship. And ultimately, meditation is the tool which can help us to have a controlled use of digital devices. So, thank you so much, Professor Patnaik and Brother Dheeraj. मैं बहनों से request करती हूँ कि हमारे speaker Dheeraj भाई और आज के guest of honor Professor Shyam Sundar Patnaik, Vice Chancellor, Odisha State Open University, उनको फेलिसिटेट करें और ईश्वरीय सौगात दें. बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया.